The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
A poll over in the UK found that 83% of people have rigid morning routines. It also emerged that 34% get up immediately at their first alarm going off, but 26% of us hit snooze once or even twice before rising. But what is the importance of having a solid morning routine? Joining me now to discuss this is high performance coach Mark Fennell. Good morning to you, Mark. Is a routine, or it's a bit like a bedtime routine for kids or something, but is a morning routine important for us?
Well, you know what it is, and thanks for having me on. I think it's one of those things we all are guaranteed is, you know, getting a routine will always lead to a happier person. But it's when we're out of routine, we feel out of sorts. So sometimes there's a lot of focus on kind of fads of, oh, do this first thing, do that first thing. But the real thing that we're actually seeking is predictability. So whatever the routine, making it our routine is the actual key. Because throughout our day, we have what's called decision fatigue. And as we all know, we're great at making decisions at 10 o'clock in the morning. But by the time the dinner comes around, it's like, oh, I don't know what we'll eat. You know, we run out of juice. But the reality is that we love predictability, and that's our happy space. So finding a routine that we can keep going with, because consistency is the real key here, that even when we're having a bad day, we can stick to it. That's the actual key to starting the day the right way, believe it or not.
Okay, so it doesn't really matter what we do, so long as we do it. Forgive me here, but is this not very boring to have to do the... Now, by the way, I kind of do have a morning routine, having said that, but there is something dull about my morning routine. Do you know what I mean? I get up and I said I'm more or less immediately jump into gym clothes, kind of clean my teeth and go to the gym. And then when I come back, I shower and eat and drink and all that business. I kind of do it like that. But it's a bit dull and lacking in spontaneity.
And I think, and this is the thing, it will always feel dull and it will feel like that because, you know, there's no newness to it. But the beauty of it is that when the weekend comes around and you're not in that routine, now there's a novelty of, you know, that freedom. So getting the balance, but generally majority of the time, statistically, if you want to kind of have your best foot forward, is having that predictable, boring routine. Steve Jobs didn't wear different clothes. He wore the same stuff a lot of the time because he felt, I have enough decisions to make without having to choose what clothes I wear, you know, and Simon Cowell being the same. So, you know, you can kind of see this happen in a lot of places. Why are they wearing boring clothes all the time? I'm not saying do that, but a lot of the reason is because
channel your creativity and your decision making into things that actually are worthy of it and let the other stuff fall into the background, like wallpaper. Is that the bottom line?
It is. And you know what? Here's the interesting thing about it. You know, when it comes to athletes as well, you know, and high performance in the business space, they all have predictable, boring routines. But the beauty of it is because they're geared up for what's to come in out that day. A lot of us now live in, I suppose, reactive states. We pick up the phone and we react to whatever we kind of see or scroll through. But a much healthier way is to live in a more proactive state and say, well, look, I'll get me breakfast, get dressed, do all the bits first before I start living in a reactive state. What do I want to get done for me today before I start reacting to, I suppose, the news? They do say in neuroscience that the first hour of your day, depending on how it goes emotionally, can define the rest of your day. And we all know that. You know yourself when you get stuck in traffic or something goes wrong in the morning.
That's kind of why I go to the gym, because I feel I've achieved something relatively achievable. But then for the rest of the day, I feel a bit smug about it. And I go, you know, I feel I have better energy, more positivity. Whereas if I don't, now the odd time I don't go because I'm tired or I'm out late the night before or, you know, something.
Which is human,
you know, and I kind of forgive myself of that. But in general, I feel the better of doing it. We were discussing, and maybe you have a view on this, Mark, and maybe you don't, but in the office today about the alarm, the snooze button, you know, the yay or nay on the snooze button.
Yeah.
And we were in a meeting, there was six of us, there was two blokes and four women, and all four women lean heavily on the snooze button. And both of the men, when the alarm goes off, hit off and get up.
Yeah,
is it a gendered thing, do we think?
Well, here's what I will say, is that it's more of a biological thing. Some of us wake up quicker than others. Some of us at, you know, 8 o'clock at night are flying around, loads of ideas. Other people are just fit for the bed. So we have a biology that some of us wake up quicker than others, right? The snooze button is not a bad button. And there's such a thing around, oh, when it goes off, you should be up and that's a good sign of productivity. Well, not necessarily. Like, I press the snooze button every single morning. Ooh. I know that my alarm goes off And then 10 minutes later, it'll be gone off again. That's when I get up. So the snooze button, I mean, this, I suppose, look, there's a lot of pretense around people saying you have to be productive and 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 and off we go. No, it's not always true to life and it doesn't mean it suits you. So the snooze button's not a bad thing. You know, sometimes a gradual wake up serves people a lot better than an instant one.
When I read the survey, it did say that 20% of people spend several minutes sort of processing reality before they get up. And I think I sort of fall into that camp. I would find it traumatic to have an alarm off and straight out of the bed scenario. I wouldn't really like that.
No, and it doesn't suit everybody. And, you know, not to be medical, but even from a blood pressure perspective, some people aren't made to just jump out of the bed like that. But what I will say is this, is that the snooze button is not a bad thing. If you're pressing it 2 and 3 and 4 times, okay, that might lead to more stress in you, you know, but pressing it the once, absolutely. If you fail to do it and that serves you, that's what you do. I do it every day.
What about breakfast, Mark? Because, you know, we hear that it's the most important meal of the day and have breakfast like a king and, you know, dinner like a pauper. And yet you hear all
that's
those
right.
things, but lots of people do skip breakfast, and I am sort of among them, largely because it makes me queasy, and I find it if I eat first things, I don't really like it. I eat a bit later on, maybe an hour or two later. But is there a right or a wrong on that, or is it down to what suits you?
I am going to say it's down to what suits you. Like, I've worked with, I've been doing it a long time now, coaching people, and I've seen just different strokes, different folks. And I always say it's what works for you and it's how you're feeling. If your energy is not dipping, you know, if you've got a kind of fairly decent energy level throughout the day, you feel you're, you know, 80% of what you want to be, well, then go with that. You see, this is the problem with all these kind of fads. People say, oh, you should fast, you should do these. These things are good. I'm not knocking any of those things, but it doesn't suit everybody. There's no one shoe fits all and never it will be. So it's down to suiting what you. I know many people who do have a coffee in the morning only and they won't eat something until about 10, 11 o'clock. Yeah. That coffee's probably about 7 a.m. And I know, and they very high achievers. So it's what suits you. Now, look, if you're getting low blood pressure, you're feeling faint, weak, or not having the energy, well, then, you know, a reconsideration. But if it's working for you, if it ain't broke, you know, that's my motto.
And I like this because you're basically saying it isn't a case of one size fits all,
no.
That this is like tailored to your need. Because, and I think they do say this, those sleep experts, etc., say that some people are morning larks and some people are night owls. And I would be more 100%. Of a night owl, which might be why
I'm definitely one myself.
Yeah, that's why we are the snooze button people.
Maybe so. We come alive at night. At 10 o'clock, I have some of my best ideas. But, you know, this is the thing. There's a lot of the time you see trends out there. And, you know, just because it's a trend doesn't mean it should be a ritual for everybody. And I think we have to always err on the side of caution. It's what works for you. Now, look, provided it's not leading to unhealthiness, it's not leading to high lethargic or fatigue, you know, once it's it's how you feel. It's like the doctor will say, well, how do you feel? Well, I feel grand. Well, then it's not generally not a problem. And, you know, in most cases, when it comes to lifestyle. So there is that way. It's finding what works for you.
Yeah.
But the moral of the story is predictable routine is what we love.
Right.
Because
and I do tend to, like, I'm very boring in that I'm a toast person, you know, occasionally in the winter I flip into porridge, but it's, you know what I mean, it's not like it's not exciting or interesting, and it's very
not
much
always.
The same, and that's okay. I'm hearing that from you now, which I kind of like. Maybe lastly, because you are obviously a high performance coach, Mark, the time of day that you exercise, is there a difference between, like, my job changed, so I had to kind of flip my daytime routine around. So I used to go to the gym in the evening. I now go to the gym in the morning. I do find gym in the morning better, despite the fact that I'm not really a morning person.
Well, it's all about fuel. And a lot of the time training, it's the night before. So, you know, you might have a breakfast and then feel, I'm not training great. Well, it could also be based on the meal you had the night before. So it's about energy, really, at the end of the day. It doesn't suit everybody. And the type of training doesn't suit everyone. You know, you have slow twitch and fast twitch fibers in the muscles. So not every, you know, exercise program suits everybody. We're all different in that respect. But one thing I will say when it comes to the training is, depending on your makeup of your day, some people will have a very busy mental day. And then when they go to the gym afterwards, physically, they're not tired, so they find it good. But then you've other people have a strong physical day, they're better off probably training prior to that. So it's going to be down to, well, how much energy am I expending? And when do I want to position my gym routine around that will suit that? And that's the key, you know, because different, like, you can be working with your head all day and be exhausted. But physically, you'll be fine at training later on in the evening. So.
Lastly, a load of these similar texts have come in for you, and I'd love to know your thoughts. Someone says, how do you have a routine when you work some mornings and then some evenings and then have days off and they're all random? And someone else says, what happens if you don't have a routine because you work shifts? I'm all over the place. Shift work is tricky, isn't it?
It is tricky. A lot of my clients would work in the kind of AI space and tech space, and they're, you know, overseas. The hours are different. Meetings at 2 o'clock in the morning to suit other countries and continents. The long and the short of it is, shift work is, look, from a statistic perspective, it's not great ideally. I know I'm not saying change your job now, but it's not an ideal from a, you know, a health perspective. So the key to counter that, you want to try and evolve or engage some sort of routine. Here's what happens. When you're daytime and now you're working at nighttime, you're reaching for the wrong foods, you're lethargic, your blood sugar's all over the place. The body thinks it wants to sleep and now you're being keeping it up. So it's like being in jet lag all the time. So a couple of things around that is getting the basics right. And the basics can be hydration for sure and keeping as good nutrition as you can. I know that's saying we know all this, but it's true. Those are the things that will help you.
Is that like control the controllables kind of idea?
It is. And it's a lot of the time, you know, look, it's prepping. I know people don't like to hear this, but meal prepping is massive. You know, when you know your night shifts are coming in or whatever, if you can, having the stuff there. Yeah. Because when we're tired, decision fatigue, we reach for the wrong stuff that's quick and easy and it's generally not good for us. Look. So that's the key. Prepping and control the controllables.
Thank you so much for joining us on all of that. That is high performance coach there, Mark Fennell. Maybe a last text on this from Jer. My need for the toilet every morning is what gets me up. And that, I can tell you, is as regular as the clock.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.